beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. My father was a very simple person. His dreams were minimal. He hoped to have a happy household that he could return to every day. He wished to have a small group of people around him with whom he could discuss life, debate about political changes, and speculate about the world in general. He loved his evenings, sitting under the sky with a smoke and talking, listening, laughing. He preferred to live in semi-rural spaces where you could hear the crickets chirp and the mosquitoes howl in your ears. He never wanted to go beyond his comfort zone, yet he lived his life to the fullest, enjoyed most of it, and chose to stay there. My mother stood at the other end of the spectrum. She dreamt big, but did not have any goals, just a random romanticized version of dreaming big. So she stayed grumpy and bitter, but nothing changed. I grew up watching this tussle. I was not sure what I wanted. I liked what my father was doing. He was proactive and knew what he wanted. But his wants never went beyond the country or even beyond the small town in which he lived. He loved to take vacations, but it was always short tours to nearby places. He always found time for himself, his family, his community, and he actively participated in all the activities there. So I was confused. Do I dream big and explore, or do I stay around and live complacently? After decades, I'm still unsure. When I go abroad and I see people living there, I think about this dilemma. Did I desire more than what I achieved in life? Did I compromise on my dreams? Did I really want something more? Let me tell you, it is not easy. I'm almost at the end of my career, yet I asked myself, is this what I want? Or given a choice, would I have preferred to live a life like a global citizen, traveling far and wide, engaging in conversations with people from around the world, getting into fancy cars in foreign lands with a swag? I'm not sure. I didn't grow up in a world that asked me to dream big. I was already an adult by the time soft skills trainers and corporate leaders began chanting the mantra of success and leadership and so on. Do you feel confused about your dreams for the future? It is quite normal to be confused even in your later life. Your dreams may not align with the corporate dreams about achievements and the parameters of success. But they are good if they are yours and if they make you happy. Dreams are just dreams, and they keep you going, no matter what.